OFM Agri speaks to Yuri van den Bovenkamp Hofman, CEO of the Opus Cactus Research Plant outside Bloemfontein. Yuri, can you explain what opuntia or prickly pear cactus is and why it's being considered as a biofuel source?
And the plant is actually one of the fastest growing cacti on the globe. It's commonly known as cactus veig, I think, in Afrikaans, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Turks veig.
Actually, sometimes French veig as well, for some reason. Apparently, the French brought it into the country. But yeah, it has multiple uses as a human food. If you look at the fruit production, that's what's done mainly. But also as a animal fodder. The cows love eating the leaves. But looking on what we look at specifically is also the energy production from it. Especially in a country like South Africa, who has a gas cliff looming, increased electricity pricing. Looking that this plant is grown on semi-arid to arid conditions, there is a large land mass in South Africa available which does not compete with food production, arable land, if you will. And where this plant specifically thrives with only minimal water inputs. We grow here under 350 mils of annual rainfall in a rain-fed system. But in our production models, we actually go down to, after the first 2 years of establishment of a plantation, down to 250 mils of rainfall. If you don't have that rainfall, you could look at supplemental irrigation, but not in the numbers that you would normally use for energy cropping or any type of other cropping, for that matter.
How did research on interest in cactus biofuel begin in South Africa?
Well, actually, this is an interesting one because we just enjoyed a lovely moment about that. We're a Dutch company, but we actually originated out of South Africa. Our founders went on a trip to Mexico and saw actually a cactus plantation where the tractors ran on the biogas from the biomass of cactus. They brought back that idea because it was grown on semi-arid conditions. Knowing South Africa, they brought the idea back here and went on a search to find a location where we could actually do this. Now, the current location, Waterkloof Farm near Bloem, is actually in the former ARC germ pool with this cactus, which was turned into a small fruit production facility, which we took over now. So as a sparking moment, it actually originated out of South Africa, and we're expanding from South Africa. We do much of our research in the Netherlands, in Groningen actually, but specifically the agronomical research that is required. This plant will unfortunately not grow in the Netherlands. It's too wet, to be honest. It will rot away, but all the agronomy research is actually being done here. And that's also why we have a collaboration with UFS.
Yuri, can you please describe the process of turning cactus biomass into biogas?
Oh, sure. That's a very interesting process. What we do, we plant the leaves into the ground, have that established for 2 years. And after the first 2 years, we go into an annual harvest. Now, this plant is a perennial crop, so it will regrow after harvest. We don't also harvest the entire plant. We harvest at a certain height above ground. That biomass we macerate, and we put into a big tank, an anaerobic digestion tank. So there's no actual air in there. The bacteria in that tank will start to consume the sugars of this slime material of the macerated cactus. Those sugars will return to gas on top, and at the bottom, the substance, digestate, comes out. Now, that digestate is pure fertilizer, because what we put in, which is the macerated cactus with the NPKs, we also get out on the other end as digestate with the NPKs and water. And that digestate, we spread back on the plantation itself. And then you have a circular system on how we produce gas. So only the sugars are consumed and converted into biogas. And that biogas is 45% CO2, 55% methane. That is either directly piped into a combined heat power engine to produce electrons, electricity, or you upgrade it to produce bio-LNG. You either pipe that or you liquefy it for trucking transport. Yeah? And you're talking about LNG. So that's what we look at specifically. It's also our focus point for South Africa. And that's also where we see the future for South Africa.
Can you please tell us about the benefits of the animal feed?
The interesting bit about this plant, and there's still parts under research, but this plant is also used a lot as fodder and as a supplemental feed when there's drought because of the high water content. But also to consume sugars that the plant carries are, for instance, very good for the cows, and the cows love it. But looking on a full nutritional spectrum, it lacks a bit on the protein. Now, down here, what we're actually doing is developing a full pelletized animal feed by adding in some fermentation to increase and enrich the protein content of the dry mat. So that is something that might be coming out as a typical South African product pretty soon.
How do you see the role of cactus biofuel evolve over the next decade in South Africa?
Oh, this is going to be a very interesting future for the simple reason that there is a gas cliff looming for South Africa. And there's a shortage going to be of gas. This is that simple. The current gas from Mozambique will not be of the volume that we're used to. However, there is a solution. Looking at the sheer landmass of South Africa and the semi-arid conditions, we can actually produce a lot of biomethane, which in essence is the same molecule as the fossil gas coming from Mozambique. It's the same molecule as the converted MRG, as it's called, methane-rich gas, which comes from coal. It's the same molecule what we're talking about. But we produce it from cactus. So it has a different origin than coal or fossil grounds. So looking at the future for South Africa on the energy side, we are actually building a very strong biogas market as an alternative or an add-on, actually, if you will, to all the other gas sources. So that's where the future lies for South Africa.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is Isabel van Tonder for OFM Agri.